Good morning, beloved Church of Christ. We are still continuing with our meditations based on Psalm 23. Today we are focusing on the latter part of verse 3 and we continue into verse 4. We will again read the whole of Psalm 23 and it reads as follows. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He gives me new strength. He leads me on paths that are right for the good of His name. Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid, because You are with me. Your rod and Your walking stick comfort me. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You pour oil on my head. You fill my cup to overflowing. Surely Your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Today, we're going to concentrate on the phrase, He leads me on the paths that are right for the good of His name. And again, we're going to concentrate on, even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid. The third blessing that comes from the Lord's leading is guiding in the right way. That is the path of righteousness. A good shepherd always knows the right path on which to lead and bring the sheep home to safety. So too the Lord loses none of His sheep, but guides them in the right way. He does so for His name's sake. When Moses led the children of Israel in the wilderness, there was a point where God was so displeased with their behavior and attitude. It was bad and sinful to a point where He wanted to kill them in the desert. Moses, however, appealed to God's reputation and name and asked, "What would other nations say when they get to hear that You led Your people from Egypt only to kill them in the desert?" Because of this question, God relented. He is so jealous of His name. God's name and reputation are highly esteemed on the lips of those who know Him. Those like King David, who have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, have this to say about His name. And we are reading from Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young, and now I am old, but I have never seen a righteous person abandoned, or his children or descendants begging for food. God is jealously guarding His name, particularly with those who love Him. All the benefits mentioned in this psalm are solidly based on God's reputation. Even in the desert, God was leading the Israelites in the paths of righteousness, even though they rebelled against His instructions. Today, God is still leading us in the path of righteousness through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is not only leading in the righteous path, but He makes everyone who believes in Him righteous, meaning that they stand in a good standing with Him in relationship. They are made right as if they have never sinned. Because of Your great name, I have no fear. Because of Your reputation, even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid. David changes a personal pronoun from he to you. He's not speaking about the shepherd, but speaking to the shepherd. In the dark valley, God is not before us, but beside us, leading the way and calming our fears. The valley of deep darkness represents any difficult experience of life that makes us afraid. And that includes their death. David is reminding us again about one of the names of God, Emmanuel, the God who is always with us. Because of You, Your ever abiding presence, I have nothing to fear. The knowledge of Your presence expels any fear that may be lurking in the recesses of our soul. This morning, as I'm preparing this meditation, I feel that the Lord wants to lift someone suffering from depression. I feel this person has been under a heavy cloud of heaviness for a while. I feel that the Lord wants to lift that burden away from your soul and set you free. Can we pray for you? Father God, as I pray for my brothers and sisters who are facing depression, Lord, I pray and I stand against the spirit of depression in Jesus' name. That heavy and dark cloud surrounding them, suppressing life as we know it, Lord, I pray that you would lift it in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you'd shine your light through and expel the darkness. We know that your word says that darkness could not withhold light. So right now, because you came, I set our brothers and sisters free from depression. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great day ahead, and till we meet again.